A Philip Sample PhD teacher in Cato. This date is 08/03/2022. Dictation is for Pablo Guevara. Guevara spells G-U-E-V-A-R-A. Pablo spells P-A-B-L-O. Date of birth is 04/06/1955. This is a 67-year-old gentleman here for a follow-up period. Next paragraph, Mr. Pablo has a history of AFib, comma, stroke, comma, hypertension, comma, hypercholesterolemia, comma, hypothyroidism, comma. He's currently on warfarin, is here for follow-up for warfarin monitor period. Says that since his last visit, he has had no need to seek medical, psychological, surgical, or emergency care, and today says he has no complaints, period. Patient brought in a diary with his home blood pressure. Numbers varies from the lowest 129 over 92 to the highest 199 over 97. Today, when he came to the clinic, his blood pressure, however, is 187 over 102. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph. Review of systems, all systems were reviewed or were negative, period. Next paragraph, physical exam, he's alert oriented. In acute distress, vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 96% of room air, blood pressure is 187 over 102, pulse 88, respiration 16, temperature 98.1, period. Next paragraph, HENT normal. Next paragraph, neck, full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs, period. Next paragraph, respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort, no adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph, cardiac, irregular rate and rhythm, but no murmurs. The peripheral edema or cyanosis, period. Next paragraph. Abdomen distended, secondary to mild obesity. No visible peristalsis. No guarding, period. Next paragraph. Skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules. No vesicles or bulli, period. Next paragraph. Extremities, full range of motion of upper and lower extremities. No discomfort with range of motion. He bears weight well with no antalgic gait, period. Next paragraph. Neuro alert oriented times 3, cranial nerves 2, 10 is normal. Motor and sensory functions are normal. Mood and affect are normal, period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number one is hypertension. Number two, warfarin therapy. INH. On 7/1/2021 was 2.1. We'll adjust his medication from 5 milligrams to 2.5 milligrams. This is in accordance with recommendation from Pharmacopoeia on warfarin administration period. Next paragraph, hypothyroidism. Next diagnosis, hypercholesterolemia. Next diagnosis, atrial fibrillation. Next diagnosis, stroke, parentheses stable. Next paragraph, today, patient's labs were drawn. I'll go ahead and did cholesterol, CBC, CMP, and TSH. His warfarin would be adjusted to warfarin 2.5 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 30 days. Labs were drawn today, INH, PT, PTT. I will add clonidine to his regimen as his blood pressure is not well controlled, with his risk factors be like his blood pressure to be 130 over 80. Clonidine is added 0.1 milligrams. You will take one PO at bedtime for 90 days. Number 90, next medication, lisinopril / hydrochlorothiazide, 20 milligrams, 25 milligrams, one PO daily for 9 days. Number 90, next medication, levothyroxine, 25 micrograms, one PO daily for 90 days. Number 90, next medication, potassium chloride, ER, extended tab, one PO daily on Mondays, Wednesdays, Fridays, and Saturdays. Number 48, he was giving me opportunities to ask questions. He said he has none. End of dictation.